Thursday mornings, we travel Michigan, of course, and we've been kind of focusing on northern lower Michigan because, you know, we want you to enjoy the area that we call home. But there are a lot of great places in the state of Michigan, and sometimes even we like to get away from home. So this week in our Travel Michigan segment with Dave Lorenz, we're headed to Allegan County, and Dave is with us. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay. In Detroit again this morning. Been in Detroit quite a bit lately.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's great. You know, we've got to change that perception about Detroit not being a great place to visit because many people think that, but it's a great place to visit.
Dave, I will say this. I am a Detroit born and raised. I support Detroit all the time. My point being, big city compared to the rest of the state.
Yeah, understand. And, you know, I actually grew up in a small town. I grew up in good old Cloverville, Michigan, a little suburb of Fruitport.
Yeah.
You know, Muskegon County.
You bet.
But, you know, I never would have thought going to, like, a big city like Detroit would be something that I would enjoy. I've grown to really love this city. There's so much happening here, so many great cultural attractions. And yesterday I spent the day with a writer from Rand McNally, and we went all throughout the, like, small communities around downtown Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up in downtown for some of the nightlife and Greektown and all that. Man, there's a lot happening here, and really do recommend you check that area out, too. But we're thinking about Allegan County today.
Yes.
And, of course, Allegan County is probably best known for the Saugatuck-Douglas area, a really beautiful little historic community or couple of communities. They actually were just selected by the National Trust for Historic Preservation as one of a dozen distinctive destinations in the U.S. So that is a pretty important certification there. Really recommend you check out, if there's only one community to check out in Allegan County, it probably would be that Saugatuck-Douglas area. They're just shocked full of art galleries. They kind of bill themselves as the art coast of Michigan because there you are in the west part of lower Michigan. You're right on Lake Michigan. You've got the Kalamazoo River that meanders through the county and ends up going through that Saugatuck-Douglas area. And you just got a beautiful little place to shop and dine and enjoy the SS Keewatin Maritime Museum, and you have to check out Oval Beach. Oval Beach is the Saugatuck's little, you know, park there, and it has also been considered one of the best beaches in the country. I know Condé Nast, actually, their Traveler magazine, named it one of the best 25 beaches in the country. So, you know, that's the type of place that Saugatuck-Douglas area is. Very friendly, very nice, and a great place to visit.
Well, now, I was telling you before we went on the air, I've never been to Allegan County. I mean, I've driven through, but I've never really stopped anywhere. And I know we talk about our great dunes here in northern lower Michigan. Isn't Allegan County where the dunes are in the southern half of the state?
Yep, they do have dunes. Actually, you know, there are actually dunes all up and down the lakeshore, but they're probably quite well known for their dunes. In fact, you know, the Silver Lake area, they have, like, the Macwoods Dune Rides, where there's another dune ride operation out of Saugatuck as well. You can take that little dune ride. They even have, you know what a duck is?
Yes.
You know, a duck is one of those boat car vehicles, mm-hmm. so you can get a ride around town and into the water there as well. So you really do have to check out those beautiful dunes in the Saugatuck area. And one place I would be remiss if I didn't mention, the Saugatuck Brewing Company is now fully in operation. They've been brewing beer for quite a while, but they had kind of a smaller operation. Now they have a really big place. In fact, the back of this beautiful facility is like a German beer garden. So you go in there, you can enjoy, like, concerts that they host there all the time. They're actually hosting a big jazz festival there, and there's always something going on.
Yeah, now, someone told me when I mentioned Allegan, they said, hey, you know, everybody hears about Saugatuck, but there's a little town called Fenville, I guess, that's quite a nice place?
Yep, Fenville, probably one of those little communities that you really don't know much about, very charming little community, you know, very close to Lake Michigan, and they, again, have, I think what they're probably best known for is having some nice B&Bs.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a bed and breakfast, if you like that type of stay, look for Fenville. You'll also want to check out Fen Valley Winery. That's the winery in that area. You go a little bit farther south, and you get a great concentration of wineries in that Berrien Springs, Benton Harbor, St. Joe area. But in Fenville, they have Fen Valley Winery. They always have these fun events going on there, too. including early release parties, and they have, I think it might even be weekly pairing events where you learn how to pair foods and wine, but it's very often, if not weekly.
All right.
I know in October they host the big Goose Festival there, too.
Well, I was going to ask you, now, this may be an unfair question because you might not know everything about Allegan County, but they have a thing called the Michigan Fiber Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that's pretty cool. Now, a lot of people do ask about that. It's August 12th to the 16th.
Okay.
Fiber Festival, what they mean is they're not talking about, you know, trying to pick the wool off a sheep.
Okay.
But what they talk about is fiber arts, like glass arts
and a lot
of the other finer arts,
like
are starting
musicals.
To come back. So it's kind of like the arts and crafts, and it's all these different artworks that you make out of. Out of fiber, which might include clothing, by the way.
All right. Well, now that makes sense.
I know. It just seems a little strange.
Yes, it does. But that's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Strange sometimes is good.
Absolutely. And one last thing I'll tell you about the Kalamazoo River. It does kind of meander through the entire area. I have kayaked the Kalamazoo River. It's a big, wide river, most of the areas. Easy river to kayak. Still very beautiful. You go from great wilderness-type look and then through the nice condos and the waterfront community areas, including the marinas and all, great place to kayak, especially if you're a beginner, but you still want to kayak a river.
All right. Well, now, if people want to go to Allegan County or anywhere in the great state of Michigan and plan a little trip, where can they go on the website to get all the information they need?
You can go to America's favorite state travel website. That is Michigan.org, and we will be happy to help you out.
Thank you. Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan, thank you much.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Lorenz, of course, each Thursday right here on WTCM.